The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm sure you will want to get in touch about the first thing we're going to talk about, which is fly tipping. Over in the UK, there are suggestions that they are going to crack down, seriously crack down on fly tipping. It is a problem in this country. It is a big problem all over this country, in fact. And one wonders whether there should be a crackdown here or how that might actually work. Louise Crowley is with me first, who's chair at the Limerick IFA and a dairy farmer as well. Louise, I mean, how much do you experience the consequences of fly tipping on the farm?
We would experience it quite regularly, Kieran. Unfortunately, it is a big issue that farmers have to deal with, you know, especially if you have lands that are bounding roads, you know, you're going to be impacted with it a lot more. I have had to deal with people throwing their household rubbish and bin bags in over the gates and hedges into fields. We've had neighbours that have had mattresses, couches, you know, these big items, you know, thrown into their land and they just walk away.
So this isn't just that, because I've talked about this before, where if you're up high on a country road, whether you're in a van, a tractor, a truck or an SUV or whatever, and you look down into any ditch or drain, it's full of rubbish everywhere. It is full of rubbish. It's amazing. No matter how remote you find yourself, you'll find rubbish in the ditch. But you're talking about kind of much bigger stuff than that. Sofas chucked over hedges.
Yeah. So it's everything from the household rubbish and the people that are just driving by in their car and they roll down the window and they throw whatever they have, their bottle or their can or anything, out the window. So it's from small things like that that all amount up and they get buried into the hedges and into the drains and they're really hard to get back out after, to the big items that people should be responsibly recycling, you know, taking to centres. There's loads of them around. You know, facilities are there for people, but they don't choose to actually use them. They take this option and they end up making the farmer or the landowner, they have to then clean up somebody else's rubbish, deal with somebody else's mess. And it's completely unfair because we have to responsibly manage our own rubbish. You know, we pay a cost to get our rubbish taken away and we bring it to the appropriate centres, and especially with farm, you know, farm refuse and items and things like this, you know, so it's not a big thing to just manage your own household rubbish or your own items, you know, realistically.
Well, it also strikes me as that there's so much focus on the health of the soil in this country, and what farmers can put on it and what they can't, and the volumes of things that they can put on it at different times of year. And then you've got kind of household waste being distributed around the edges of any field with road frontage. That surely must impact the soil.
Yes, exactly. Like, and look, you don't know what is actually in people's rubbish. They throw out containers. You know, farmers were not allowed, you know, we were restricted with sprays and things that we can use that way wise. But I have often seen rubbish, empty spray containers that have been bought, you know, for household gardening purposes. They're thrown in over the ditches, you know, whereas it's totally irresponsible management, you know, and even from the soil health, the animal health. You know, you put in animals into a field that you might have checked the day before and there was nothing in it. Someone has dumped something overnight. Like cows, they're curious. They will go in and they'll have a nose around. Next thing, they're eating a bit of plastic or something that could be poisonous to them. Those foil balloons that people like to get for like kids' birthday parties, they are absolutely lethal to cows and to animals. They're shiny. They attract them. I have several times I've actually pulled them out of cows' mouths when I'm bringing them in, because they'll choke on them. Like they're such hazards. And like, what baffles me is, like, we've just had the 10-year anniversary of the Team Limerick cleanup on Good Friday, where thousands of people in Limerick went out, gave up their Friday to go cleaning rubbish out of the roadside ditches and drains, you know, that other people have put there. And like, they're a credit that they do it every year, but it's baffling. Something that was set up 10 years ago is still going because people have not learnt and they haven't reduced the amount of littering that they're doing.
I live in Finglas in Dublin. Fly tipping is epidemic here, not just a rural issue, says somebody. And Patrick says, hi, Karen. On my way home from Limerick City towards Tip Town, and I saw an upright larder fridge on the side of the road. Patrick, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that's autocorrect, but it just shows the volume of things being chucked out. I mean, if somebody's just driving along the road and they fire an empty coffee cup out the window, I mean, the chance of catching them in the act is pretty slim, Louise. But I mean, have you ever been able to identify people who are chucking the bigger items, be it a larder fridge or a sofa or anything else?
It's very hard like that, you know, if the people that are throwing out these larger items usually are doing it at night. You know, they know they're not meant to be doing it. They're doing it in the cover of the dark. But I have in the past the bin bags that get thrown over the household waste, because the crows will spot them and they'll rip them asunder and you've rubbish everywhere. I've gone picking these up. I have found people's ESB bills with their name and their address on them.
Oh, go on, you know, yeah.
And they haven't lived that far from me either. I've reported them to the council. There is a national helpline, hotline that's there to report these fly tippings as well. I've never heard anything back from them. To be honest, I don't know what does actually come of the complaint. There hasn't been a reduction in fly tipping or littering. It's only getting worse. You know, whatever penalty that might be there, it's obviously not working.
Would you ever be tempted to bring the rubbish back and chuck it over their wall?
Very tempted. The thought has crossed my mind. But to be honest, I don't have time to be doing it. You know, I shouldn't have to be using my time.
You shouldn't have to engage
a campaign
of retribution. No.
Make
refuse collection part of the council services and add it to the cost of the local property tax, says somebody here. Richard O'Donoghue is with me, Independent Ireland TD, from Limerick as well. Richard, what would you make of, we'll talk about the practicalities in a moment, but of some shape of kind of crackdown or a sign that authorities take this more seriously, would you be supportive of it?
100%. And before we start, I'd like to congratulate Louise on her appointment as chair of the AFA for Limerick, because it's great to see a woman, number one, and a young person. I know Louise since she's been a child, and she's been in farming as long as I know her, and it's great to see that the next generation is coming there, and that they now have a new experience and a new voice for farming in the Limerick area and hopefully nationally as well. But going back to your comment, 100%, you have to me, there's only one way of stopping fly tipping. Is number one, is you have to catch them. Number two, there has to be accountability. Mm. And the only accountability people seem to know is hit them in the pocket. Now, if we're talking about coming out, we're going to have to streamline this somewhere. So if there's a person caught fly tipping, it should automatically go into community service. Make them go out and clean up in areas. Louise mentioned it there earlier on. The JP McManus set up the Limerick cleanup 10 years ago.
Mm.
So somebody had to invest in Limerick to clean up and pay for a cleanup and supply all the equipment to people, and the goodwill of the communities came out and picked up the rubbish. Thousands of tons of rubbish is collected every year from that. Now, from that means that somebody privately went in and invested in equipment for people to do it. But in one sense, it was great that it was done. In another part, is will people learn if there's no consequence? If a child does something, there's consequences.
Yeah.
If an adult does something, there's consequences. Why not bring in and simplify? We don't want, the courts already overrun with stuff. Why not bring in a law? A simple law that if you're caught fly tipping, you have X amount of community service, and has to be done through your local agencies, such as the Fort Éireann agencies, something like that you have to go out and do it.
I don't know about the legality of that, and maybe it'd be perfectly fine, and if so, people I'm sure would be supportive of it. Some people, but I guess the issue, Richard, and it was the very first thing you said, is you have to identify them. You'd have to catch them in the act. I mean, that's the difficulty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is and it isn't. Louise mentioned there recently that she has identified people. I've identified people myself, but there's been no follow-up or no accountability.
Yeah.
They send them a letter and then it's gone on for something else. It's never followed up. And unless we get something that there's a follow-up. Like,
see, I guess if you're that person who's chucked the rubbish bag over Louise's hedge and the crows rip it asunder, as she says, and you find you can always claim ignorance. Now, I got rid of my rubbish bags absolutely legitimately. I don't know what happened to them after that. You know, again, like you'd want a bit of a brass neck to do it, but you obviously have a brass neck if you're fly tipping in the first place. So the difficulty is you're going to have to actually see them doing it.
Yeah, but every household at the moment is supposed to have a refuse collection or a refuse receipt for their refuse.
Yeah.
Right. So anyone that has a refuse collection has their bins that are collected every week. Anyone that doesn't have it, and they're paying for, they have a receipt for their refuse, that when whether it's from a recycling, whatever they're doing, but they have refuse. Anyone that doesn't have it and have a property, they're the people now that you need to look at.
Yeah.
And say, listen, how do you get rid of your refuse? So we have people that are licensed and their rubbish has been collected. We have people that have receipts for their refuse that deliver it themselves, which is fine. But we also have people that have properties and have no refuse collection. So we need to ask the questions, where's that going? Louise also said about the person that throws their cup out the window or that person that said there was a fridge. All those fridges are coded.
Yeah.
So when something is bought in a shop or anywhere, that then should be named to the person that bought it or the property that it's going to. Then you have a tracker on that. If that is tipped down the line in 2 years' time, 10 years' time, it goes back and you can follow then if it's a rental property.
Yeah.
Well, you have to list the names of the properties that are there and you can have accountability.
Yeah, well, the fridge is there because Patrick texted in about it and somebody else says, Kieran, there's a larder fridge dumped on the Limerick Tip Road. It's between Bruff and Knockady. I'd assume there's only one larder fridge on the Limerick Tip Road and two people have seen it. I can't understand people who dump large electricals. All electrical stores take them for free, regardless of whether you're buying something or not, says Stephen in Offaly. He's right, you know, if you go to any kind of DID or even, you know, the privately owned, the smaller independent stores like a Sherwood's in Kilkenny, there's bins outside the store and you can leave this stuff in for nothing. Bring back the Fix My Street website, says somebody. You used to be able to report dumping or abandoned vehicles or graffiti, potholes and faulty lighting. Why was that taken down in the first place? And actually on that point about sending the rubbish back where it came from, Derek, the taxi man in Donegal, says, Kieran, my uncle Bill, a hardy fisherman in Donegal, did just that to a fly tipper when they emptied their ashtray onto the main street in Killybegs in the 1980s. He went over, scooped up their fag butts and the ash and threw it back in the window of the stunned fella. So anyway, Bill, Uncle Bill there, taking the law into his own hands. 087-1400-106, the number if you want to get in touch. Louise Crowley, now chair at Limerick IFA, a dairy farmer. Louise, thank you very much. And Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland TD for Limerick County.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.